Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is good to have you with us as we embark on a new week of fresh broadcasting by the radio and podcasting by whatever device you use to hear God Is. Some of you use both. When we left off on Friday, we were talking about the glory of God in relation to how He uses His will in the predestination of all people and of all things, events, and circumstances. We are looking at predestination and the will of God first. Then we will come to predestination and the will of men and women second. We are working from above to below. We begin with God and only then come down to people. First, we establish God's free will. Then second, we establish our free will. What we mean by human free will is best understood in the context of God's free will. To do this, I introduced Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 12 as evidence of God's free will. And then we turn to this doctrinal statement found in the Westminster Shorter Catechism. The question is asked, what are the decrees of God? And this pithy and biblical answer is given. The decrees of God are His eternal purpose, according to the counsel of His will, whereby, for His own glory, He has foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. That is a very concise way to summarize what Scripture says about God concerning His sovereign will in predestination. It is possible that you have questions about this, and even that you do not like it. But this is exactly who God is and what He does. And so let's talk about this. And we begin with the glory of God. And we heard from our theologian friend Charles Hodge. I hope you heard what he had to say on Friday. If not, then get caught up on the aforementioned God Is podcast by visiting our website, godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. And click on the series, God Saves. www.godisministry.org. For His own glory is a really important statement when we consider the will of God. Everything God does is for His own glory. By glory, I mean the greatness and magnificence of God. Let your mind capture that on this Monday. Everything God does is for His own greatness and magnificence. So that whatever God does in the predestination of people is for His own glory. Let me share with you just some scripture that supports this insight, and I will begin with Jesus. Jesus came to choose for Himself those whom God predestined to belong to Him. In John chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus says to the disciples, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you." And this Jesus did for the glory of God, because everything Jesus did was for the glory of God the Father. Still in John's Gospel at chapter 7 and verse 18, Jesus speaks of Himself and says, "He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who is seeking the glory of the one who sent him, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him." This is a self-reference. He who is seeking the glory of the one who sent him. He is the Lord, and the one who sent him is God the Father, and Jesus seeks the glory of God. Our Lord lived all His life to the glory of God. If you take notes and read references later, jot down John 15, verse 16, and John 7, verse 18. John 15:16 and John 7:18. We who love Christ must learn from him. And from him we learn to live for God's glory and that everything God does, including sending his Son into this sinful world, is done for the glory of God. I'm sharing with you some of what the Bible says about the glory of God being the highest priority. We have heard from Jesus, who is God the Son, and now let's hear from God the Father. I have in mind two verses. In the 14th chapter of Numbers, God speaks and he says this. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 21. As I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Let's pause on that. You may be in the middle of a very busy day. You may finally be home after sitting through all that traffic, and you are tired. You may be very discouraged over what is happening in your country. You may well look around you and wonder, where is God? Well, my friend, this potent reminder from God himself, as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Our God lives, and he is still filling the earth with his glory. Recast your soul on him. Refocus your eyes on God. Look around and find the glory of the Lord filling his earth. Our problem is not that this earth is no longer filled with the glory of God. Our problem is that we are not looking for the glory of God. We are too busy looking for the glory of men and the glory of women. We are consumed with our own glory. Consider the word of the Lord in Numbers 14, verse 21. And hear again God's word in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 11. For my own sake, for my own sake, I will act. For how can my name be profaned, and my glory I will not give to another? God said that. Isaiah 48, verse 11. This cannot be passed over quickly. Notice what our God says, for my own sake. Then he repeats himself, for my own sake. He says, I will act. Then this question, for how can my name be profaned? This is asked in a tone where the question answers the question. How can my name be profaned? Answer, God's name cannot be profaned. Now it is. Oh, to be sure, his name is profaned. You have ears. Use them in the workplace or at a sporting event or on the television or those phones and touchscreen tablets. But God's name must not be profaned. And then God follows, my glory I will not give to another. Wow, there it is. God's glory he will not give to another. Here's my point in sharing these verses with you. Everything God does is for his own glory. As the theologians at Westminster have said, for his own glory, he has foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. For his glory, God predestines us. Did you know that our happiness, our good, is not the highest priority? The highest priority in our lives, the highest priority in the whole world, is the glory of God. Obviously, people who are not Christians do not understand this. They do not agree with this, and they have absolutely no idea what we talk about when we talk about glorifying God. That is because they are spiritually blind and spiritually deaf. They are dead in their sins. They require spiritual life before they can see and hear and understand and be made alive to the glory of God. But dear Christians, those of us who have been made alive in Christ, are we living our lives by making the glory of God the highest priority? So much. way, way too much in the evangelical Protestant church and community is about us. Listen to the most popular preaching and preachers. Tune into the most in-demand podcast. Give ear to the most sought-after radio preachers. And what do you hear? The elevation of the self. It's all about you and me, our glory. But this is so sinful. We need to repent of this self-focus. I feel strongly our personal happiness, our good, is not the highest priority. God's glory is. Psalm chapter 115 is profound in this regard. My final scripture reference for you today. Listen to how this Psalm 115 begins. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory because of your loving kindness, because of your truth. Why should the nation say, where now is their God? But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. This beautiful psalm is antiphonal. The people of God say one thing, and the priests of God answer. I wish I had time to go through all of it. I will come back to verse 3 later in our series. Here is verse 1 of Psalm 115 again. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. Let us glorify God this day. And let us always remember that God predestines us for his own glory. For his own glory, he has foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. Well, I feel like we're off to a great start here at the beginning of the week, and I hope that you will join me and perhaps invite someone else to join us as well, as tomorrow we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.